This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is having some internet problems. Victoria is out today, and Kara Schillen is trying to keep this all glued together. She's actually currently right now chewing the bubble gum to try to plug up the holes in our broadcast. It's obviously a crazy time for all of us. We are all a little topsy-turvy right now. This program has always broadcasted from different locations, so this is nothing new for us, but it does make it a challenge sometimes when you are looking to get things moving in the right direction. In the meantime, we will hold down the fort and talk about some of the top stories happening right now all across the country. The United States is unfortunately meeting a grim marker. The new coronavirus pandemic has surpassed just another startling threshold for the United States. As of Monday, the United States has officially seen more than 10,000 people die after testing positive for the new coronavirus. Nearly half of those deaths have happened in New York, with the state's total now hitting 4,758 deaths on Monday. The U.S. has already surpassed every other country's coronavirus case count, although I put an asterisk there because again, those numbers out of China are not necessarily the most trustworthy. We don't know exactly what their totals really are. But as reported, the United States has already surpassed every country's coronavirus case count, though a lack of testing has made it hard to certify counts in any country. It's very likely that there are many more people who have died after contracting the disease in the United States and worldwide than are actually being counted in the official death toll because they hadn't yet been tested. New York has been the hardest hit state when it comes to COVID-19, followed by New Jersey, Michigan, and then my state of California. And California has actually had some time to get ahead of this. And so as a result of that, Gavin Newsom, the governor in California, said that we would pledge some ventilators, I think 500 of them, back to New York and Maryland, who are in really serious need of bolstering up their supply. The other big news is Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson is United Kingdom's prime minister. And he, if you remember, he was diagnosed with coronavirus 10 days ago, maybe 11 now, and he was just moved into intensive care after his condition with coronavirus symptoms worsened. Now, he's 55. He was first admitted to St. Thomas Hospital in London on Sunday. He said he was just getting some routine tests on social media and that he was in good spirits, but the change in his health, I guess, has pretty much shocked the United Kingdom, I think really has shocked the world, with politicians from his party and the opposition voicing their support for Boris Johnson. And remember, they don't do that very often in the United Kingdom. They are always at each other's throats. But everybody coming together to wish him well, of course, that surpasses any politics that are being played anywhere. And I guess he remains conscious. He's been moved to the intensive care unit as a precaution in case he requires ventilation. In the United Kingdom, most of the patients who go into intensive care are intubated and they require ventilation, but he is not yet intubated, at least according to reports. And so many people are saying as a precaution that he's been moved into that ICU unit just to make sure, because he is the prime minister, that he doesn't need that ventilation so they can watch him. During his period of self-isolation, Downing Street has said that his symptoms were mild and that on Sunday his hospitalization was a precautionary step. According to reports out of London, if you have the coronavirus for more than 10 days, it's usual that they do admit you into the hospital, and Boris Johnson has had it for that long. So this could be precautionary, but in the meantime, they also looked at someone who would be deputized if and when necessary to replace Boris Johnson. That person is Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who is the first Secretary of State and the most senior cabinet member. Boris Johnson had asked him to deputize for him where necessary. Officials are no longer describing his symptoms as mild. They are, of course, saying that this is more serious. And President Trump at the White House yesterday said that he wished Boris Johnson well and said that the whole nation was praying for him. And I think that's true. I think whether you agree with these people or not, life and death matters. Wow. It really is tough to see when your elected officials look awfully vulnerable. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll check in with Dougie as we continue. It's 12 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Yes, this is your daily visit to the Twilight Zone. Ooh, who's outside the airplane? Jennifer Horne is on the wing. Oh, she's on one side. I'm on the other side. And we're now 36,000 feet and climbing, Jennifer. Up, up. Maybe we should play a chorus, Kara, of Up, Up and Away instead of the Twilight Zone, although it does feel like we are in the Twilight Zone. It is something that we've not any of us really experienced or felt before. Said probably that 100 times, and so has everybody else. Tuesday, the 7th of April, as we deal with work for a while, and it didn't work for a while, and then it did, and now here we are.
Well, you missed my great opening. I think maybe the funniest line of the day is I said,
another show. Yes,
yeah, well, I said that, you know, this has been a topsy-turvy time. Everybody's working from home, but we've been doing this all along, and it's a lot to handle technically. And so I said Kara Schulin was currently chewing bubble gum to stink in the holes, and we'd be back up.
Got a little baling twine. We use stick everything together. Yes.
So that Hubba Bubba got you dialed
Hubba
right
Bubba.
Back
in. Yeah. Yes. So Boris Johnson is in intensive care, is in intensive care. He's 55 years old, and so he has got a bad case of this. This is a pretty good example of someone who is in denial and didn't take care of not only himself but others. And so let this be a lesson to you. Let this be a warning. Let this be more than just an observation about how this can get you. Now, here's somebody who's well-known.
You know how he got it, though, and this is why we shouldn't let politics cover how we this guy.
Yeah.
Because they were slow to respond, but they also had taken the position that they were going to try to ride this out. And then he was actually visiting with people in his country who were suffering with coronavirus, and I think that's probably how he got it, because he was visiting with the victims, and that, to me, would be how he picked this thing up. So it was a nice thing to do, I suppose, but obviously not the right thing to do because it's so contagious.
For obvious reasons. Right. So now the good news, well, I don't know the good news. The idea that you heard from some, if not many, of the professionals is that you can have the first wave and knock it down, and then you can have another wave. And whether it would be that it comes now or it comes later, this stuff is torturous and treacherous. So the South Koreans now are trying to avoid another wave of this stuff. They're trying to return to everyday life. They had some good opportunity to do that. Handful of local infection clusters in the last week or so, people resuming their lives. These clusters are showing the same signs as what happened earlier. There are a lot of people coming over from Europe and from the United States. And so when I first saw this, I thought, why would they do that already? Especially letting people come there, close the borders, have people there live as they might, and then see how that works out instead of letting people come in from Europe and the United States right away, which, you know, we all know this. It's far from over in Europe, and it's certainly far from over here. So the Korean Center for Disease Control said they had 47 new cases yesterday. So maybe they worked on that. And maybe this is what your father used to say to you, let this be a lesson to you. Remember that? Did your father ever say that to you, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson to you. So it is something that...
More often you'd be like, are you an idiot?
Yeah. I can see him saying that. Yeah, I'd probably be
this. What kind of dope are you?
What kind of a dummy are you? Where did you come from? You're not my daughter. This is what I can hear. You're not my daughter.
Stop acting like your mother. I got that a few times.
Oh, woo!
And funny, from her I got the same thing.
Well, stop acting like your father. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the way to lose weight. The research is in, and the conclusion is that people who are getting sick with COVID-19, 78% of them have underlying weight issues that cause other issues. So if that's the case, and you think, all right, I'm going to protect myself, now's the time. If ever there was a time for you to get on a weight loss program that actually works, now is the time to do it. That's why I'm touting the value of going to toploss.com. Checking out Calitrin, which is their product. This is the healthiest way to lose weight. I feel like I've said it. I bet if I get paid, everybody can get that. Well, I've been paid a dollar for every time I said that. But I think, I guess I have been paid a dollar. Hopefully, maybe a little more than that for the touting on the air of this safe, natural weight loss product. It is good for everything in your body, good for you because it's drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with anything that you're taking already for medication. So how can we not want to follow along and get on this thing and lose the weight and protect yourself even more? Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and for every bottle over three you buy, you get three free, or four free if you buy four, et cetera, et cetera. I think the program works marvelously well if you're on it for 6 months. So get on it, lose the weight, feel healthy, protect yourself. Go to toploss.com, save money buying it by using the code DJV.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am.
So here we go with some music. Consideration of music news from the entertainment world gets our mind off the reality of the world. And every day, every hour of the program, we have a couple of things to pass along because there's always news from the world of music. James Taylor is going to join The Voice. What do you think of that, Kara? As a mega mentor. So what does that mean? I don't follow. I know Blake.
That means that they'll mentor all the teams. So not just one particular
working
team.
Working with all of
them. For everybody,
oh,
right.
I got it. Okay. So that starts next week on The Voice. He's going to be with Blake and Nick Jonas, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson. John Legend and his wife. What's her name? Tegan?
Christy Tegan.
We're on the celebrity version of Family Feud. They were really quite funny. They were really good. Yeah. And so was, what's his face from Blackish? Who was on, what's his name? The actor, Anthony Anderson. Yeah, he was, it was good. Anyway, so the teaser is on the air for James Taylor's appearance. Four judges whisper his name, adding, "That's going to be amazing." Legend says to Jonas, he passes the message along to Blake, who mistakenly hears Elizabeth Taylor. A little humor on the trailer there. A couple of months ago, James Taylor dropped an album of standards in terms of how they were performed and recorded before. "We pay attention to the chords and the melody," he said. "But we are interested in doing something new and bringing something new to it. We've reinterpreted some of these songs. That's what makes it worth doing." He's always had a great melodic kind of attitude, I think, to music. I played a lot of his stuff when I was a jock in the 60s and 70s. Been around for quite a while. I would say he's well into his 70s. I don't know how.
Yeah, probably. But imagine for these young kids, they get to be coached not only by their coach, but they have James Taylor around.
Something like that around. Yeah, right, exactly. He donated $1 million to Mass General this week for relief efforts. He lives down on Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, one of those.
There once was a lady from Nantucket.
That's true, there was.
But I knew.
He says, "As we now realize, this situation is serious, real. It's a real and present danger, in fact." Actually, he was working, he and James Taylor and Jackson Brown were working together. They both were out and about saying, our public health is all of our responsibility, so let us listen to and follow the directions of public health care people and support the efforts in this time of a global problem. Love those around you and love all. Stay safe and healthy. Yes, that's good. Excellent advice, in fact. All right, so that's what's happening on The Voice, as opposed to The View. I don't know that those guys will be singing together anytime soon. Although they've done a promo, pretty much like all the shows have, to have everybody on the right side of the street. On Monday night, City Winery in New York live streamed their 20th annual Passover variety show called Downtown Seder, with appearances from rock singer Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction, E Street drummer Max Weinberg, comedians Louis Black and Judy Gold. The show loosely fit the contours of a sort of traditional Passover Seder. For example, Louis Black discussed the meaning of the bitter herbs. Congressman Jerry Nadler asked the four questions, and Perry Farrell and comedian Judy Gold performed their personal takes on the Passover staple song. Is it Dianu? How do you pronounce that?
Dianu.
Dianu?
Yeah.
Yep. Lineup also featured Israeli singer-songwriter David Braza, folk singer Peter Yarrow, singing hits from The Exodus. Comedian Seth Herzog ran down the 10 plagues. There are also appearances from former Senator Al Franken, comedian Sandra Bernhardt, Joel Chasnoff, beloved manager and supermensch Shep Gordon, and even Dr. Ruth was there. That's been an interesting take, right? The winery website billed the event as more than 20 artists, thinkers, and entertainers joining live in this unprecedented gathering as we wander together through the quarantine desert. An ancient dinner party that transcends religion, provokes new thinking in a world hungry for order. Amen to that. Very interesting. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
He's studying books where nobody looks.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having a phone call with his political rival in November's election. The president saying yesterday that chat with Joe Biden went well.
We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about.
Biden has been very critical to reporters about the administration's response to COVID-19. Of course, he's the front runner to face off against Trump in November's general election. A federal judge is letting some abortions resume in Oklahoma. A restraining order will stay in effect until at least April 20th, after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued the order last month, suspending all elective surgeries in the state, and that included abortions because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour, Tuesday, April the 7th, on the air. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off today due to the passing of one of her close friends, which is never anything that is pleasant under the circumstances. She lost her dog last month, and was it her mother-in-law or what? Who was it that died?
Grandmother and
yeah,
uncle.
Right. Yeah.
It's tough year.
So send
not
your
coronavirus
to...
related, though.
No, no. I just thought it was, well, it's kind of like what happens when you get to be older. Pussy Galore was the name of the character played by Honor Blackman in the movie Goldfinger. How many people remember
great
that?
Segue.
Well, I'm known for my segue serenade. Well, I was talking about death.
Yeah.
And
right.
Honor Blackman was
gotcha.
As a name that most people who are certainly my age, do you know who? Honor Blackman was, you've seen
I would
James.
Not have known Honor Blackman's name, but then but when I read her credits, of course, yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah, Pussy Galore. She also was a big British star and other things. She was the leader of a group of acrobatic women in movie with Sean, in the Goldfinger movie. But she was also Kathy Gale in The Avengers, which was the first about with Patrick McNee, the television show that was around for a long time. So she played kind of the same sort of a character in there. She also was in lots of TV programs in England. Never was back over. She was in Doctor Who for quite a long time and Coronation Street. Remembering her. She wasn't quite the caliber of Judi Dench, but known very well in England, in the circles, the television circles there. Also, the passing of Kiefer Sutherland's mother, a lady named Shirley Douglas. She was 86. Kiefer took to Twitter yesterday to announce that his mother had passed. She had complications of pneumonia, but she didn't die of the COVID. He writes, quote, "Early this morning, my mother Shirley Douglas passed away due to complications surrounding pneumonia. My mother was an extraordinary woman who led an extraordinary life. Sadly, she'd been battling her health for quite a while. She was daughter of Medicare founder Tommy Douglas in Canada. He was born in England, actually, as I recall. He wasn't Canadian. He was born in England. But my memory serves me. Shakira runs right to the IMDb or whatever it is to check that up, and I'm pretty sure that he was born there. His father is obviously someone that has been around for a long time as an actor. There's not many better actors than Donald Sutherland around for all kinds of, any kind of a character he could play well. The two of them have had an up-and-down relationship through their lives, but right now, and has been for the last 10, 15 years, a very good relationship. Matter of fact, they were in a movie together a couple of years ago. So at any rate, another passing to note, and there are lots of passings to note. We went through them. Some of them related to COVID-19. Some are not. One of the things that I think we're all thinking about as we maybe go through a list of the, and I've asked the question, one of the things that I found out in doing some research is that Americans really kind of want to know what the death toll is every day. And I don't know why Americans want to know the
because
death
it makes us
day.
Wonder. It makes us, I think, give us, it gives us reason to decide if it's worth giving up all we're giving up.
Really?
And I think for me it is. Yeah, in L.A. County yesterday, the Department of Health said, don't even go to the grocery store this week if you can help it. Of course, as I was unloading the groceries from the grocery store, and I just made me feel great.
Nice going, Jennifer.
Yeah, I dropped some groceries off to my dad. He actually doused me in Lysol, which was a really pleasant experience to be doused by your father to drop off some broccoli for him. But I don't know. They're saying stay indoors. If you can avoid even going to the grocery store, don't do that because this is going to be a bad week. So I think the numbers give us some reasoning in our brain why we're doing all this and why we're giving up so many of our freedoms.
Yeah, I guess that, well, if you're practical, you're giving up your freedoms. If you're thinking things through, you are. I really believe.
I think we're hearing some horror stories out there, but I really believe, by and large, most people are doing the right thing. I can't tell you in my life who's not doing it. Can you tell me anybody in your life that's not doing it?
No, I'm making sure the people that I'm around on the farm are doing it. We had masks made by one of the girls that works on the farm as we prepare to do the takeout thing with the ice cream this weekend. In accordance with all the rules and regulations, people will not get out of their cars. They won't be able to congregate or look around, just come in. We'll find out what their desires are. They can phone them in or they can text them in. And they come in, they drive through the driveway. They stay, maybe it's a good outing for the kids just to look around. And then we bring out the bag that has their ice cream treat in it, and off they go. But it's just not something that I want to, I have no desire to do anything other than the right thing. And still at the same time, maybe have some people have a little bit of enjoyment. You can't believe the last weekend, the number of people that just drove through the farmyard looking around to see if the ice cream bus was open yet. If you want to see what the ice cream bus is about and you haven't heard me talk about it before, you can go to my farm website, which is Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. But as you think about it, you contemplate that stuff, Jennifer, and you know that things are different. I don't think that it's cold-hearted to expect that we know people are going to die and that there are National Guard presence in, 27 states, I think, now. 90% of businesses.
Military in New York, yeah.
100% military. Of schools closed. Yeah. Airplanes are grounded. You kind of are under house arrest at home. The grocery store situation, that reality. I guess that the lines are at the grocery. Here's what I was thinking yesterday, actually, as I was doing some banking or trying to go to the bank to figure out all of these forms to fill out for the PPP and this one and that one. I know you've got some of your forms in, I know. And most people who, the criticism, I heard a lot of criticism yesterday, especially with people pulling out their hair, friends of mine who have filed or tried to file. The banks don't know what's going on. The government doesn't seem to know.
You know what I think? The banks
been
do know.
This before?
No one's been through it. And there's a lot of, obviously, I'm not trying to pass around blame, but what I have heard is, and I hate to believe this, but I do kind of think that business still is business, even during these trying times. The banks aren't making any money off of these loans. They're at 1% interest from the payment protection plan. So I think the government rolled them out, and I think the banks were like, and I've heard this, I've read stories about it, the banks are like, we can't even make enough money to service these off
of the
interest.
Right, I've heard that too, right. You got to make it 4% or somewhere in between.
It's my belief, and maybe I'm wearing my tinfoil hat, that, for instance, our bank is Wells Fargo. I've put in an application. I just received an update this morning, actually, as we were on the air, saying, we're not going to take your application yet, but you're in the queue based on how we get to your loan. And so I think that they're just slow walking this, and I think
I wouldn't do business with a big bank anyway.
Well, and that's the thing. And they even at the bottom now said, "Well, you're free since we can't service you. You're free to find another lender." Okay, well now I'm a week behind trying to find another lender that can do this for us. So, I think the banks just don't want to service the loans because they're not going to make any money off.
That's pretty un-American, isn't it? Huh?
Well, it is, and it makes me think about where. Yeah, it makes me think about where I should put my business. Yeah. Exactly.
Wells Fargo is the last place I'd ever go. Frankly, I think they're a horror show.
I thought that was Bank of America. Before. Second to last place you'd ever go?
Wells Fargo, too. Both of them. They're huge.
Oh, okay.
These huge banks are from
both
Hungary.
The last places you'd ever go.
Yeah.
Got it.
The first place I wouldn't ever go again.
I just wanted to
make sure. And here's the second place I'd never go again. But there are, you know, there's that business, people trying to keep their businesses going. A fellow that is on the farm with me came in with his wife last night, and he was almost in tears because his business has collapsed. And I said to him, think about this for a second and put it into perspective, maybe. The good news, does it outweigh the bad news? At the moment, you can't see this. But pretty much overnight, when all of this is done, opportunities will present themselves to those who are looking. The U.S. economy is the largest and strongest in the world. And look, if we managed to survive when we were much less sophisticated back in 1929, 30, 31, 32 during the Depression, and then in 32 and 33 things changed dramatically. Millionaires will be made overnight. And look at the new companies that are coming out of this, people finding ways. That's the great thing about America, is you can look at a problem and know how to fix it. I was talking about yesterday, this kid in Framingham who designed some new way of doing something. I don't remember what it was, but he was making ends meet. He was doing okay, but he had this idea to make this device, and now he has the perfect opportunity. It's too bad that the reality has to be that you're making it on what is sort of almost certain tragedy for some. But when you think about September 11th, right? 9/11. What happened with security, the amount of money that was spent for cleaning and sanitation and maintenance, people who are house cleaners. You know, that's kind of like been a dead-end job, right? But I think you're going to see a lot. I see the Stanley Steamer truck go by here all the time, and some of these other cleaning outfits, people are hiring them to come in and clean their homes. I might even do that myself, even though I have a regular house cleaner. Well, she hasn't been around because she...
Might want to deep clean.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely.
I think that I originally at the beginning of this thought that one day we would just flip a switch and everything would go back to normal.
No.
I don't think that's going to be it. I think we're going to go back to normal in phases. And I think this year is going to be a hard year for people. But I also believe that the businesses who can make it through, if they're willing to adapt a little bit, will actually see significant gains from this, because I think there are consumers who are willing to go out there. I mean, thank God the economy was strong when all of this happened. There are people who still want to travel, who still want to do things. It's just we're going to have to adapt to the way life is going to be different for the next year. And I think if you make it through, it's going to be okay for all of us.
Don't let your fears rule the roost.
I kind of look at this, and maybe it gets too spiritual for, you know, not for you, but for everybody else. But, you know, when we get out of whack, when Mother Nature gets out of whack, we burn stuff down and new life comes up. So we were a little, you know, maybe things were a little pushed to one direction. And so this is about recentering, rebuilding, restarting, refocusing. And look what we're refocusing on. We're refocusing on staying together with our families, staying connected with our friends. That's really a reminder of what's at the core of our lives. It's giving people a little bit of pause. And while it's not comfortable because it's different for many people, I think it's, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'll leave it there.
As more of us take precautions to stay safe from the COVID-19, man, the scammers are all over the place, cooking up new schemes, exploring every angle to profit from these unusual times. So let's listen to this warning from Andy Solomon.
Health-related scams are on the rise as scammers are taking advantage of fear surrounding the coronavirus, offering everything from COVID testing kits to in-demand products. Grant Castle, Vice President of Device Engineering and Technology Labs with T-Mobile, shares some tips to protect consumers.
Do not answer calls from numbers or callers you don't recognize. If it's important, they'll leave a message. Always confirm any callback number is real on the company's website before returning a call. And be suspicious of anyone offering a too-good-to-be-true deal on anything COVID-related.
Almost all major wireless providers offer scam protection tools for free, but an overwhelming 82% of consumers do not use them.
T-Mobile's customers get free scam identification that's automatically on and warns them about a likely scam call. For more protection, they can turn on our free scam block tool. It's easy. Go to your T-Mobile account online or dial #662# from your T-Mobile device.
For more, visit T-Mobile.com/customers/mobile security.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
This portion of the program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans, who created an experience centered around you to turn your dream into a reality. Personalized, simple, convenient. That's Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. All right, so the big excitement of the week on television, Jennifer, tomorrow night, the return of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And there was a preview about it last night that I watched with Jimmy Kimmel and Reed. It was really quite well done, frankly, and gets everybody hepped up. I had forgotten that it was on every night, and it was number one every night with a 35 share.
It was a monster. It was a monster.
Regis became a household name out of that, more so than he already was. All right, so what's on tonight that's good?
Well, I would check out New Amsterdam, which is that show on NBC, but tonight they're dealing with the pandemic. And guess who the guest star is? The guest star is Daniel Day Kim, who recovered from coronavirus.
There you go.
Weird coincidence. Check it out at NBC tonight at 10.
10 minutes before the hour on the DJV program.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's the DJV program, Tech Talk time. Victoria's out today, so I'm going to have the honors of bringing you up to date on a couple of stories of import. Peloton announcing that it will stop producing and airing live cycling and running classes until the end of the month after one of its employees tested positive. In the live classes place, Peloton will put pre-recorded classes, encore sessions, allows members to take a class. Kara, have you done any of this stuff? I know you like to exercise and get very
involved. Not Peloton classes. Peloton bikes are normally pretty expensive, a couple $1,000s. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard the classes that come with them are very good. But I haven't had the chance to do them. But I don't know. I mean, this is obviously a great opportunity for them to do classes at home when everybody is stuck there.
Yeah. At-home users are able to stream the classes, or at least they were, from their Peloton bike, treadmill, or whatever they had, whatever app that they had to use with their own equipment. The decision to host live classes had been met with mixed reactions by some of the members. In addition to pausing all their live classes till the end of the month, Peloton also announced that it would pledge $1 million to cover 2 months of content subscription, which is $78 for those who have trouble paying the monthly payments. Those who have experienced unexpected financial hardship can apply to have their subscription fees waived, though the company says coverage is not guaranteed under the circumstances. If you're not a member, Peloton is also offering free access to the app and the classes that are available there for 3 months if you sign up before the end of this month. The app features, for those of you who don't know, spin classes, treadmill workouts, yoga, and walking workouts. So that's the latest there. I guess that all makes a lot of sense. Question of the morning, one of them anyway, is how did 5G networks become part of the conspiracy theories from some? This is pretty important, and I think it'll be interesting to hear how these people work their way around it, because I happen to believe that there may be something to the 5G stuff. Let's listen.
The Geek Out. When social systems get upset by disasters or something like our current state with COVID, the conspiracy theory factory ramps up to full production. And over in Britain, a very false and odd conspiracy has led to people actually destroying 5G towers. Now, why anybody would want to do that is due to the very false theory that COVID spread is linked to the rollout of 5G, which is the new high-speed internet connection you're probably bored of hearing about. The problem with the conspiracy is it fails to point out that nations with no 5G, like Iran, have been very hard hit by the virus. And while there are legit reasons to be leery of 5G as a service, concerns it's tied to COVID are, as they say, fake news.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
Hi, this is kind of special. Listen up. If you like All Rise on CBS, which I do, frankly, they're going to produce a virtual episode this week, which is themed on the COVID pandemic. They're shooting footage actually in the actors' homes and using a lot of visual effects to create backgrounds. It's the first episode of any primetime television show to be produced while everybody who's on the cast practices social distancing using remote programs, FaceTime and WebEx and Zoom. This would be kind of interesting to see how this gets all put together. The episode of this drama, which is based in L.A. anyway, features the characters dealing with the effects of the COVID-19 and the in-place rules that we're all supposed to be following, how the pandemic affects the criminal justice system. So if you look at, there's a quick preview up of, because they started shooting it last week, Judge Benner is Marg Hellenberger, a very seasoned television actress. She authorizes Judge Lola, who is a lady named Simone Missick. She plays that. She's very likable, very, I think it's a great show, actually, to preside over a virtual bench trial while various other members of the cast try to keep their relationships alive under quarantine. This is pretty remarkable that they can do this. One character deals with the struggle by taking on a side hustle as a food delivery driver. Gil Garcetti, who used to be the L.A. County District Attorney, provides, quote, insight into how the justice system continues in L.A. even during this time. In addition to filming the actors in their homes, a cinematographer is going to shoot footage of the deserted streets in L.A. So the episode is being produced this week. It'll air May 4th at 9 Eastern on CBS. So if you're a fan of this, I do think it's a good, very thoughtful show. And a nice group of characters. A lot of the actors, you know, and some of them are new faces, but they're good. It's a good show. That would be my recommendation. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.